Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joins us now. Alan, good morning.
Good morning to you, and thanks for showing up. Always important to start the day out right, and you help us do it.
Absolutely. President Trump on Thursday blamed his party's congressional leaders for what he predicts will be a mess to raise the federal government's debt limit. In a pair of tweets, Trump said he asked Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Paul Ryan to include a debt ceiling increase in a recent veterans bill.
The typical thing that this president does is to blame everybody else for his problems. First, he starts a fight, and then he exacerbates it one way or the other. Let's take a look at this particular situation. First, he says, well, you know, he's going to go the Newt Gingrich route, basically close down the government. And when everybody starts pointing a finger at him and saying, how can you close down the government? People won't get paid. There will be people who go without. This will damage the economy. He says, well, if you do it my way, which is to attach it to a veterans bill, this has nothing to do with anything. I mean, obviously, he's catering to the veterans, and he should. There's no question they should pass all the veterans legislation that will help those people who fought for our country and suffered egregious wounds in some cases and mental illness in some cases. But in every case, it needs to be done, but not at the price of shutting down the government. He was told no, they want a clean bill to do that, and he still insists that people, including Senator Corker, who was one of his greatest supporters, of course, does that remind you of everybody else who he has now turned on? This is a man he was considering to be his Secretary of State and had the highest ratings and was called to the White House. So nobody is safe from retribution. Now, this is a president who keeps talking about loyalty, but what he really means here is loyalty to him, not his loyalty to anybody else. And, of course, people who had terrible records as politicians, people like Mr. McConnell, the majority leader, he now looks good compared to where he was. But after all, remember, this is the guy who denied Barack Obama a pick on the Supreme Court for a year, over a year, and then insisted that a much more conservative judge be put onto the United States Supreme Court. And that happens to be working out just as people expected that it would. He's going to vote with the president. Here we have a guy like McConnell who now has to fight to keep his people in the Senate. And here is the president of the United States, who has a very high approval rating among Republicans, not among the American people. It's very low among the totality of the American people, which includes Democrats and independents. But in his own party, he could do some real damage to some of these senators in a primary.
And the New York Times is reporting memos signed by Chief of Staff General John Kelly detail how information will flow in the White House. But Kelly has made clear he will not look to control President Trump's behavior.
Look, a lot of people have gotten into trouble by basically laying the cat out of the bag and saying that, you know, Trump is bad on this or that. And those are the so-called famous leaks. Kelly has learned his lesson. Well, he says, this guy's my boss, and I'm not going to say one thing that will in any way endanger my position with him. I know that's the fastest way out the revolving door around here. So he said, look, my job is to keep all the other cats herded, but not the president. The president is his own man. And of course, we saw that recently in Arizona and other places where he just goes, you know, on the Trumpian path, which is to really cut loose. Now, do we think that Kelly likes that? No. We saw Kelly standing there next to him after Charlottesville, after he gave those famous remarks, which hurt him quite badly, by the way. And Kelly had his hands folded across his chest, and he looked very unhappy. But he is extremely cautious when it comes to risking saying anything critical about the president.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, enjoy the weekend.
I will, and we're all thinking about those people down there, Jim, on the coast in Texas, my son in New Orleans, and all of those people who are now facing a terrible, terrible storm, which will be around for, they're now saying, as many as 3 or 4 days, Category 3 hurricane. A lot of our friends and neighbors are going to be in trouble here.